Every Woman is a feminist show about women making a difference, women and girls making a difference, and the males by their side. As 53% of the eligible U.S. voters and 50% of the world's population, women are not a special interest group, and every woman should work and vote toward nothing less than 50-50 participation in social, political, economic, and environmental arenas. The views and opinions expressed on Every Woman are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily represent those of KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, Incorporated, staff, volunteers, board members, or sponsors. Good afternoon. This is Sharon Lockhart here in the studio with Ebony Johnson on the soundboard. And one of our co-hosts just walked in, Marvita Oliver, walked in to join us. And we have in the studio Safira Rain, who did a show on KKFI for 25 years called Psychic Talk. And I guess she's been off the air about 4 years now, because we're coming up on 29 years as a radio station. And on the telephone with us from San Francisco, we have Hanson Lee, who is a Buddhist. He formed BuddhistTinkers.com, working on taking students to Standing Rock, and we'll talk a bit with him, and I think he has someone also he wants us to talk to. Welcome, Hanson.
Oh, hi. Thank you for welcoming me here. I have my Archbishop King from St. John Culture and African Orthodox Church of San Francisco with me.
Good, and what
we are together. See if we can answer some questions and discuss some issue that we're all interested.
Well, good. And somehow I came across an email that led me to you. I don't know who sent it to me or how I got it, but I found out that you are working on taking buses or putting together buses to go to Standing Rock, and that you yourself have been there several times. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The last trip, which is my third trip, I just came back last Friday. I witnessed tremendous work I needed, and because of the holiday and because of the winter weather, that many people left the site, and we need them back because there is a deadline looming. So many property need to be properly stored and reorganized and moved to the above the flood zone line. So the folks can still stay and discussion and pray and live, work as a reservation supposed to be.
Hanson, I got ahead a bit of myself. Can you hold that thought? We have a bit of news we want to announce, and then we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay. All right. The LA Times has reported that Norma McCorvey, the once anonymous plaintiff in the Roe v. Wade case that led to the Supreme Court's decision legalizing abortion, has died. She was 69. McCorvey, who later joined the anti-abortion movement, died at an assisted living center in Katy, Texas, said journalist Joshua Prager, who was working on a book about McCorvey and was with her and her family when she died. He said she died of heart failure, according to the Associated Press. Bridging the Gap, Celebrating Sisterhood. There is an event this Thursday, February the 23rd, that will discuss issues facing us as women and explore ways to work together across cultures. The event starts at 6 p.m. with a Get Acquainted. There will be refreshments, program, and breakouts and findings. This will be held at Community Christian Church, Centennial Hall, 4601 Main Street in Kansas City, Missouri, and you can RSVP at bridgingthegapcelebratingsisterhood.eventbrite.com. The hosts include League of Women Voters, Women in the NAACP, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and the MU Omega chapter and Kansas City, Missouri alumni chapter of the Delta Sigma Theta sorority. And for our Black women, our women in Black History highlight, Miriam Makeba was a South African singer and human rights campaigner. She was the first vocalist to put African music onto the international map in the 1960s. She was also the first Black woman to have a top 10 worldwide hit with Pata Pata in 1967. Makeba is well known throughout the world as Mama Africa and the Empress of African Song.
Thank you, Ebony. Hansen, back to you. I understand that this deadline that's looming is because they're expecting a snow melt, and where they're camped now is going to be underwater if they don't get moved very soon. Is that correct?
There is such talk because that lowland has a tradition of a flood zone control of a Missouri River. So therefore, there's a possibility they have to open the gate instead of flood the city nearby. So they're going to choose to flood the reservation land. That kind of theory itself are in for discussion since the reservation land in the 1860s, it was signed to as a reservation to Native. But why they chose that place to flood it and not other places, it's an in for discussion. But the short answer, yes.
And so about how many people are still camped at the site?
I am not a Native. When I was there in the first trip of Thanksgiving, the folks out there training to tell us how to demystify or learning new way to thinking is we should not represent them as if we know much things that how many people assess is not something I'm comfortable to announce. But one thing I can say is that there's a much less people now than the time I was there last year, say Thanksgiving time. I went there because it's how we're going to spend a meaningful Thanksgiving. So one of my daughters suggests our whole family visiting the Native land and learning what is Thanksgiving holiday all about. But in terms of, the folks, right now it's much less people than before.
Of course, we've heard that they're really suffering tremendous hardship because the weather is very harsh there, and it would stand to reason that that would tend to drive people away when the cold is just too unbearable. But you're taking these students there for work projects, is that correct? And they're learning about the Native American way?
Correct. I can wait to express is the time I spend there, it really taught me to think differently. Actually, they literally use the terminology of a decolonization thinking. And I, being outside of reservation land for many, many, most of my life, so therefore even my thought, whether it's conscious or unconscious, I have very many colonization thoughts. So I find it is so neutral for me to be there to learn how to pray, how to honor the earth, and how to honor the woman. The folks over there really emphasize women should take the leadership. And I was there the Thanksgiving day when they organized a frontline action. They asked the male and children stay behind to do cooking, and they ask the female go to the front line because the female tended to acting like one unit. And they need acting like one unit, so wouldn't give the opposition line, say police or security, have an excuse to do something truly drastic.
That's very interesting. You mentioned to me yesterday about the shaman, the Indian shaman, and studying under them. But you also mentioned that you're a Buddhist, and the Buddhist way is the peaceful way. And then you said something about a healing imperfection. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was invited by the South Dakota Porcupine tribe to attending the swear lodge ceremony and the housing ceremony. And one of the reasons I was invited is because I have to give the credit to Archbishop King. The San Francisco African Orthodox Church donated 100 pounds of beans and rice, and I donated to them. So they invited me for their very intimate ceremony, and the spiritual leader again shook me to the core. He prayed, encouraged everyone pray for human imperfection. He did not even use healing for human imperfection. I just thought this is so in line with the Buddhism. You know, we all remember in the Vietnam War the Vietnamese Buddhism set a fire to himself just to show the human imperfection of this world. It deeply moved me with so much injustice imposed upon those native folks. And all he wanted is let us together, including the priests, to call out the human imperfection in all of us. And although the ceremony was a tremendous movement with the song, keepers singing, everyone sing very loud because they are native. They know how to, they seems to me they're very versed with the ceremony. I totally moved. I'm so moved. I feel like I was in the Mecca of Buddhism. They call for human imperfection, and that's all they wanted to call out. And, you know, you turn around, go to Standing Rock, you see so much injustice. You see the boaters are going there to boast things. You see they don't give people enough time to leave. They're picking up their properties, their teepees, their food, their logistics. And under the name of flood, you know, California, we have a dam that physically flooding, we can do something. Why we have to clean out people that hardly even any water in Florida yet? It just opened up so much conversation of this government consent activity. Can I ask Bishop to say a few words as well?
Yes, please.
I really work with him.
You know, greetings, salutations. It's I want to thank you for being on top of this. One of the interesting things that when we point out the fact that Brother Hansen is a Buddhist and the Buddhist principles and this whole idea with the Native American spiritual leaders are saying there needs to be basically, in a Christian tone, the renewing and the transforming and the renewing of our minds and of our thinking. First of all, we are fighting for water, which is life.
Mm-hmm.
But in front of that, we're on a nation's land. We're violating the treaties and the agreements that we've done for years and years. So when we're standing up and saying, you know, no pipeline, I think the first thing is no violating of another nation's territory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly something very colonialistic to open up the floodgates in the reservation as a tool to put down the movement. Mm-hmm. Also, we would want to point out, you know, this is not about religion so much as it is about spirituality. Mm-hmm. The word with St. John Coltrane Church, you know, John Coltrane said, you know, for us, the whole globe is community. Because people are asked, well, why are you getting involved? Well, we're getting involved because, first of all, water is life on a global sense. And if we look and we see what's happening there at Standing Rock, there is an assault on the life of the planet. It's not just the violation of the treaties and the agreement and going into that nation and ceasing to do evil. So it's all interrelated to gentrification, the whole thing with the which where me and Brother Hansen met was the illegal foreclosures, illegal evictions, the seizing of the communities of people of color.
Mm-hmm.
We also work with a group, and the wisdom of the natives is the power of the mother. We work with the mothers on the march for justice, mm-hmm. for police killings, mm-hmm. and the community, and also to really try to save the heart and the soul of the United States in terms of what people of color bring to the culture of the United States. Mm-hmm. Whether it's music, whether it's nonviolent kind of interaction with one another. So this is something that we want to see everybody get on board and be it's a teaching moment and a teaching moment that comes with action.
Mm-hmm.
St. John Coltrane said, if we see something can be better, then we have the responsibility to make it better, socially, politically, in any department of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what's beautiful about it, this is the perfect opportunity for global involvement. You're invading a nation, you know? That means that every country should be involved in this kind of carrying on. This is tyranny and every other injustice that we could see.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited that you're getting the word out and that we're asking everyone to join us in this effort.
Thank you so much for that. We're in the studio nodding our heads in agreement with what you said. Can you share with our listeners where they can find more information with the organizations that you two are a part of and how they can get involved?
The quickest way is you can email to me, phone, or my Facebook. Actually, the Facebook of my personal Facebook is Hanson Lee, I have a Facebook of Buddhist Thinkers, and you have on that, you have all the information, and
okay.
I have a fair amount of the video writing to show why this is such a fantastic opportunity if we ever wanted to decolonize ourselves,
mm-hmm.
to start how to live and work differently. So, yeah, short answer is the Facebook of Buddhist Thinker, and of course, I will appreciate the opportunity if folks can help out the donation so we can get the bus, get a logistic out as well. But actually, the thing is, I couldn't wait to see is the whole society is so generous. So actually, when you get there, you absolutely need no worry about spending money. You don't need it. You will have enough food and clothing, shelter for however long you want to stay there to help out.
Wow.
But of course, they encourage everyone to spend at least 6 hours to help out rather than go there as a camping site,
mm-hmm.
or party or learning process, because it's not a time. The time is really out there to to help relocate and move all this facility, all the stuff moved to NBC. Last night, we have folks in the Northern California setting up the school in the what they call secret stone campsite, which is it's not controversial site, meaning they can set up the teepees and tents, military tent permanently, and there's no threat of, why should I say, no threat of this one, right? As far as I can see, the 500 years of history, it can be threat any time when the land gets too valuable. So, you know, many things is relative, and but getting involved to learn the human imperfection very often started with yourself, mm-hmm. as a being colonized thinking, and it's a fantastic place, and the elderly really all they emphasize is play, being positive, and point out not a water is a resource for us to drink or you consume. Water is ourself, is life. That's why there's earth, there's life, and there's Mars, there's no life, so to speak.
Well, yeah, let me just say this, too, from your article that you sent out. You know, and this, again, this is not about religion, you know. Some of us are too religious. This is about spirituality.
Yes.
And one of the things that points out that Brother Hansen is, what's needed, what's required to go there. You have to have this can-do attitude. It's the only passport that you really need.
I like that.
In a multi-day journey across America with people who have already built relationships on the site. Mm-hmm. And what will you be taught? Sub-zero survival, traditional native songs, volunteer training, non-violent, non-physical confrontation, de-exhalation and tactics and how to share and live communally, skilled and unskilled volunteers, appreciated alike. Unskilled volunteers are brought up to speed and have critical community support tasks that make even the normal person a valuable asset at Standing Rock. Skills, however, that would help is PTSD, training trauma counselors, medical vocation, heavy or light building experiences, job, joke telling and merriment support, mechanical technicians, crew organizing, generally strong people, wood chopping and cooking. So it's like an opportunity to reestablish this nation on some real principles of love, and as we would say, even a love supreme.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. Hansen Lee, Buddhist Tinkers, BuddhistTinkers.com, and on Facebook, Buddhist Tinkers. Is that correct, Hansen?
Yeah, Buddhist Tinker on Facebook. We experienced some difficulty on our website. So Facebook is the best way.
Okay.
You will find my phone number, my email address. You can contact me. Let me say one more thing is I have a colleague in the Boston area because a spring break is coming. So we are organized in the Bay Area, Boston area. And because the need are so tremendous, I could easily, if you say Kansas, has folks more than 10 people want to go there, I can come to Kansas and take those folks, give them some necessity and trainings and bring those folks together, go there, go to the Standing Rock and help out this fantastic movement and learning from the experience.
Well, thank you.
Is there still need for food there as well?
Yes, you know, speaking about the food, there's a reservation along our travel path, and most of the reservation, they all could use some clothing and food. And the site may not be now because they need to relocate, and they actually, they're overburdened with the previous generosity. There's so much thing need to be relocated. And the sadder part is that the bulldozer, the cleaning crew are already here, and because there's not enough people, and there's some bad news reporter want to make a scene, they're taking pictures as if the dumpster is full of property that are useful. But it, to me, it's you know, some government censored construction crew and out there rushing things. It's really not just. It's not called for at all.
Yes.
We have a capacity to deal with the water when they actually burst the dam. Why we have to cleaning people? There hardly even any water. It's just still ice. Mm-hmm. Right? It's, the water is not on the sweat at all. You know, those are in for discussion. But, you know, as a Buddhist thinker, we just want to do something about it.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're going to have to end this conversation. We've got to take a break here for some underwriting spots. But thank you so much. You've shed some light on what's happening there. And also, it was very inspirational listening to the two of you. And I'm not – what is the bishop's last name?
Archbishop King.
Thank you.
Coltranechurch.com.
Okay, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today on KKFI. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The second annual Kansas City Folk Festival is back Sunday, February 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Westin Crown Center Hotel. This one-day, all-ages indoor event is for music lovers, families, and art appreciators looking for a summer festival vibe in the dead of winter. Supporting KKFI, Kansas City Folk Festival features an artisan market, children's programming, an Irish dance, a morning sing-along, as well as local, national, and international artists on multiple stages, including the KKFI stage featuring Gerald Trimble, IU, Orla DeBaldre, Ensemble Iberica, and bluesman Bobby Rush. Tickets and information about the February 19th Kansas City Folk Festival, kcfolkfest.org.
Hello, this is Valerie Andrus, board president here at KKFI, and I want to take a second to thank you for tuning in to KKFI and to extend a very special thank you to those who donated during our last fund drive. In any organization, there are a small number of individuals who do most of the heavy lifting, and your donation is keeping KKFI independent into the future. If you missed your opportunity to call in during the fund drive, please join the valued members of the community who maintain this radio station's survival. Go online to kkfi.org and make your donation now. From the KKFI family to yours, thank you.
And we're back with Ebony Johnson, Marvita Oliver, and our guest in the studio today, Safira Rain, who had a show on KKFI for 25 years called Psychic Talk. And we had her on a few months ago, and we had a lot of callers who remember Safira, and we're happy to hear from her. And we'll open that telephone line up again for people to call in. That's 816-931-5534. And we were just discussing on the break there, I think what Hansen was alluding to toward the end is there's government shenanigans going on, the dumping of trash, and then they're coming in and taking pictures as though the campers have caused this chaotic trash mess. And I've heard, don't know if it's true or not, this might be fake news that somebody talks about occasionally, he who shall remain nameless, but that the people there have had their hair tested, and there's rat poison in their hair. They're like they're being sprayed overhead with something. Now, I don't know, but that sounds pretty serious to me.
Yeah, it's something that should be investigated, I would think. Yeah. Also, I've heard that a lot of them have been arrested. It takes a lot of courage for them to be there at all. So, yeah, that's a very important work.
Safira, I have a question for you on this being, let me step back and say, thank you so much for contributing to KKFI and the Every Woman Show doing the pledge drive.
Well, my pleasure.
And we received your note, and you talked about this being the year of the rooster, and I had heard that in the Firebird. And can you expound on that and what that means to you and for us in this time?
Well, it's the It was the Chinese New Year, I think, when
it was,
I called in.
Yes.
Right? And it's the year of the red male firebird. And, of course, you can just imagine who that would be in our culture right now. And
the orange firebird. Yeah.
Yeah. I think for the very reason that this year only lasts for a year, I'm making a prediction that this culture, is what I'm going to call it, will only last for about a year.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
We dropped something. The radical, kind of scary stuff that's going on. I think we'll see an end to it in about a year. I think that's all I'm going to say concerning that at this time.
Okay. Well, can you speak to what the male red firebird means?
Well, I wish I'd been prepared. This has a lot to do with feng shui and so forth. And the history of Buddhism. We could have asked Hansen about that. So that every year there's a different animal that is honored that year, and every time that animal comes around, it's a male or female or a different color or something. I was born in the year of the black female mountain goat or something. So it's just an overview of the year. It's a little trend, I guess you could say. That's all.
And that's in the Chinese...
Chinese astrology is what
it is. Okay. I think I was maybe born in the year of the horse. Or doesn't that come around every...
Every so often. It's, you know, if think of the menus that you have, the place settings at a Chinese restaurant, and they have all the different animals, those are all the animals. They go one by one through the different years, and then each time... the sheep or the goat or whatever comes around, it's a different kind of a creature. So this year it's the red male firebird.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that at all. We'll have to do more research on that. And too bad we didn't give you a heads
expert.
Up.
Yeah. you can tell.
I just was curious. So. I was just curious. I have a personal question for you, and I remember this from last time, so people can't see me in the studio, but I'll look down. Safira told us about not looking directly if we ask, tune into your psychic abilities. I keep hearing this, it's time to move on with confidence for myself personally, and I feel as though that I take that to mean in many different areas, physically, spiritually, you know, in a lot of different areas. And I want to know if you're receiving any insight on what that means for me or...
Those are your spirit guides talking to you, telling you that really that everything's okay, that you can be confident and move on. It's pretty plain.
People are asking about that. I'm like, well, I just feel that's what it means, literally. That's literally what it means. Okay. Is there anything that you're picking up that you can give me some insight on?
Well, I need you, first of all, to put me further into your vibration.
Okay.
By saying your name and the part of the city you live in.
Okay. Ebony Johnson. And Southeast Kansas City.
Okay, I'm wanting to go to your home, and I'm seeing things turning. So there's change going on, and I feel like you're instigating that change. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing it being 100% or all of it all at once, but ultimately it'll go around to everything changing for you. And I would say just improving things one thing at a time. so that things just get better for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And okay, one more. I don't want to hog it up because we do have callers. You can call in and speak with Safira, and she can give you some insight as well. 816-931-5534. 816-931-5534. I have this a hard time, it feels like, releasing some tension, like in my kind of lower back area and even upper back, where sometimes I feel like, just relax, just release the tension, but I feel so tense. I don't know what that is or ways to remedy that. Or
well, metaphysically, the lower back represents money, and lower back issues are probably one of the biggest complaints of working people. So, draw your own conclusions about that. The shoulders have to do with carrying weight, the weight of the world, karma from other people, carrying it on your shoulders. So, yeah, those two things.
What are good ways to remedy that?
I'm seeing with you, you need to get some more exercise.
Even though I do walk and do different things, I mean, I'm in a household where... I do have a family member that needs to get more exercise. That's a big deal for us. I don't know if I'm picking that up too, but
let me tell you what I get. So maybe you're getting the wrong kind of exercise. But I feel like if you just move those muscles a little more that are stiff, that you'd feel better.
Well, Marvita, do you want to give her your name and what part of the city you live in, and see what she can pick up on you?
Okay. Welcome to the show.
You don't have to if you
Don't let me put you on the spot there. She's not going to tell you anything hurtful.
I know we have a caller.
You shouldn't get a psychic reading unless you really want one.
Okay. Oops.
We do have a caller. Caller, please, you're on the air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Nancy. And I'm from South Kansas City, about as far south as you can get and still be in the city. I was curious about love life, Safira.
Okay, Nancy, I'm not quite picking up where you are. Are you in Kansas or Missouri?
I'm in South Kansas City, Missouri.
And how far south exactly? Belton or
about
Peculiar?
On the Cass County line.
I don't know where that is.
Just about Cass County. Would that be 150 Highway?
Yes, it would be.
Okay.
That's where I live.
I'm from Cass County.
Well, there you go. And I'm sorry, now I've lost your question, Nancy. What did you want to know?
I wondered about my love life.
You know, the first impression I get with you is that there's something that's holding you back. It's something that happened in your past, and it feels like you're still carrying that with you.
I am a widow and have been a widow for, 15 years or so.
I don't think that's it. It's more recent than that, like something just in the last year or two. And it feels like you may be looking back more than you're looking forward. And I feel like there'll be a turnaround coming up pretty soon. Maybe around springtime.
Well, I'm an old lady and I'm kind of lonely, so I'm looking for somebody that can run with me.
Oh, nice. Well, so when you're looking for new love, I want to go to middle to late summer, and I feel like you'll have a decision to make about what you want to do about a certain person.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And believe me, you may decide against it once you get there.
That's kind of what I'm wondering.
Uh-huh.
My kids, I tease my children about trolling. I'm always out trolling. and they reserve the right to nod their head yes or no, and there have been an awful lot of no's.
Well, you know what you don't want by now, so I understand there's a new website for couples where you tell about what you hate the most, and you match, you get a match based on things you don't like.
Okay. Well,
that's funny.
At this point in time.
All right. Best wishes to you, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Till summer.
Bye-bye. I've seen some shows lately. Bad things have come about to people who have matched up, and the financial taking advantage of people. Pretty
life is
tragic.
Scary right now.
Yeah,
life is a scary thing. So yeah, we have to be careful in all ways. It just, you know, driving down the street anymore, you just don't know. So, I wanted to say one thing while we're waiting for the next call. Mm-hmm. I'm really concerned about the number of people that don't seem to believe our mainstream press, that they think our press is lying to us. And I have heard people say things like, oh, don't bother to vote. They don't count your votes. They don't even count them. And I'm like, well, how do you know this? I'm just amazed at the amount of paranoia that we have in our culture concerning just things that we're told on television. And as far as the press is concerned, you know, these people make a living researching stories, being right about their stories. They'll issue corrections if they're wrong. We have the best press in the world, for God's sakes. And of course we have trashy press, and anybody should know, just listening to them, who they are. You can get them on any radio or television. But the nightly news, you know, and the main networks, they're absolutely dependable, and they're telling the truth. And there's no reason that we have to doubt them. If one of them were not telling the truth, I'll tell you, another station would correct them. And
there's probably not enough truth. I mean, they tell what they know, but we may not be getting the full, complete story.
I think they hold back rather than because they're waiting for the information to be confirmed and verified, and I think they hold back a lot of what they really know. But they tell us what they can, that they're sure of. And if we listen, we can get that underflow, story that's behind the story, and start speculating on our own about what's really going on in the world. So
I'm not even sure if anybody wants to call in, where did this fake news thing come? Who came up with this fake news?
It was Kellyanne Conway. She coined that phrase. And in fact, I have not
also
seen her
alternative
lately.
Facts she coined.
Yeah.
Sharon, we do need to take a break. We do have another break to take, and we'll be back with Safira Rain. You can call in and ask her questions. She is a spiritual medium and psychic. The number is 816-931-5534, and we will be back after this break.
Angela Davis.
That should serve as a true inspiration for the work that we will do in the future to build these transnational solidarities, because don't we want to be able to imagine the expansion of freedom and justice in the world?
Alternative Radio, Wednesday, 9 a.m. Building Resistance, Japanese-American Internment and the Fight Against a Muslim Registry, on Making Contact, Thursday afternoon at 12:30.
And we are back with Safira Rain in the studio, and Marvita Oliver and Sharon Lockhart, and we're just talking now. I do believe we have a caller calling in. Sharon, if you want to keep going.
Okay. Well, yeah, we were just talking last week very briefly about where can you find some progressive news. And I just Googled progressive news and came up with Alternet, Real News Network, Mother Jones, you know, some places like that. All you need to do if you've got computer connection is just plug in progressive news and lots of sources for you, mm-hmm. lots of alternative sources. Oh, and then there's KKFI. We think we do a pretty fair job of having some alternative news.
Yeah, okay, Angela, can you tell us where you're calling from and what's your question for Safira?
This is Rick Snow. I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri, kind of in the up north area by Vivian Road.
Okay. And you have a question for me, Rick?
Yeah. I'm in a newly relationship. We've been together for about a year and a half, and I'm just wondering what the future holds with that.
Okay, and who are you in a relationship with?
Her name is Angela.
Okay. So she's the one who called. I was like,
I had
a woman called and said, Angela, so when you got on, I'm like,
she's there in the room with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're wanting to know how the relationship is going to go? If you're going to stay together?
Yeah, just some of the future, and maybe if you knew of any trials or tribulations or things that we could work on together or anything like that.
I am seeing one major block for this relationship. I get the impression that you'll be dealing with it probably in the next 4 months. And how you communicate with each other about that will depend on the future of the relationship will depend on how that goes. So there's like a door where you can get out of it if you decide to stay in it at that time. I would go another 5 years before there's another door. Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, we've been talking about communication, so that kind of ties
into it. Yeah, there's one issue that can just be a deal breaker for one of you, and the other one has to give a little bit. And if you can't give, then you don't get. Sorry. But good luck to you. I see every possibility for a lot of personal growth with both of you there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right, and anyone can call in here at 816-931-5534, 816-931-5534, and speak with Safira.
And there's a pregnant pause here. What
Donna
about
Donna has a question.
Donna?
Donna Wolf is in the studio, and she has a question.
Hi, Safira. I know you're one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, you're
right?
So sweet. Well, you're mine as well.
Yeah. I lost a child in January of 2015. So my question is about death and spirituality and your psychic connection with those who have transcended this life.
Okay, first of all, every person is different, and you can't say that, you know, one person who died is going to have the same experience that another person would. Basically, we take our mindset with us when we go, and what we think is going to happen. And I have to tell all the people in here, if you stare at me like that, I go blank.
Yeah, we were all just glued on her.
I just naturally lock eyeballs.
Sorry. I'm the only psychic I know who's like that, but I am. It was your son, right?
Yes.
What was his
Alexander.
Name?
Alexander.
Alexander. You called him Alexander, Alex, or what?
Xander.
Okay. And how old was he?
26.
Bless his heart. Okay. Where did he live?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
North.
Okay.
West.
Okay. What I get with him in particular is that he had a heart that was on fire. You know, he was strong. He was brave. He pushed forward. And he's still doing that. He landed on his feet and is continuing his soul's work, his soul's journey on the other side. A lot of people need to pause just to relate to not having a physical body and living in the spirit. But it seemed like he knew exactly what to do from the time he got there and was not distracted by the loss of a physical body. So his work carries on. What was he into?
Teaching. He was into education. He was into sharing. He was a lifelong learner. And so many people came forward with stories about him that were just amazing. Mm-hmm. He inspired people and changed their lives.
And he's still doing the same on the other side. It's, you know, that's there are lots of people on the other side that need that kind of help still. Yeah. And he's there doing it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we do have a caller. I'm going to grab the phone.
Okay. Okay,
bye. Well, we should keep talking here.
Okay.
I was just listening to something last night about, like, when you go to sleep, if you want to reach someone, you think about them. Like, even with a pet. I mean, you just go to sleep, and you can communicate with that person.
That's the easiest way. When we sleep, we can rise up above our bodies onto the astral plane, and those on the spirit plane can come down to the astral plane and meet with us and talk with us. There's an entire religion called Ekankar. In fact, they're over across the street from us, that believes very strongly in this, and they believe there are landmarks. You know, you go walking around and you see this place and that place, and you may actually go visit places that you've seen before in other dreams, you know.
I think I've experienced that, but we have a caller.
Caller, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Robin, and I'm in Independence.
Okay. And how can I help you, Robin?
Well, first of all, I want to say I got in my car and turned on the radio and immediately recognized your voice, and I'm so glad that you're back on KKFR.
Well, I'm just visiting. Just visiting, but it's good to hear from you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know, I'm kind of seeing a guy, and we're taking it real slow. I just want to know if you have any vibes on that.
Tell me his name and the city he lives in.
Oh, well, his name is Brian, and he lives in Kansas City.
What part?
Quality.
Okay.
Quality. Union Hill. Union Hill.
Okay. I get a sense of impatience with Brian, and it's like he doesn't have a lot of patience, and may tend to say things on the spur of the moment that, if he thought about it more, he might not say those things. So I would take it slow with him. I certainly would. Yeah. And trust is a very strong issue with him. If he doesn't trust you, then the relationship will not go well. So, but that doesn't mean that you have to prove yourself to him all the time. Just be yourself, and also make your own decisions about whether you think this is right for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's a possibility that this could continue on, it really all hinges on trust.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Best
Good
wishes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we'd like to thank our guest, Safira. Thank you for taking the calls and the callers for calling in earlier.
Thank you.
Hanson Lee and Archbishop King.
Archbishop King. King. From the John Coltrane African Orthodox Church.
Yes, thank you both for calling in, and everyone for listening and tuning in to KKFI and the Every Woman Show. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we have Donna Wolf with Urban Connections, and then later, guess who's coming to Kansas City with MC Richardson. We've enjoyed being with you again this Saturday. Enjoy the sunshine. Have a great weekend, everybody.